Father, I open my heart to you, and I let pass from my lips words of praise and thankfulness for your mercy. I am forever grateful for every day that I find myself awakening. I am always reminded of the wonder you possess when I see the great creatures of the earth. I know that your grace is with me when I feel a cooling breeze on a warm summer evening. I know that your grace is with me when there is a winter chill and I can feel the warmth of the sun upon my face. I know that your grace is with me when I am given many blessings and sometimes in spite of the misgivings I may have. I know your grace is with me since I have the knowledge, the understanding, the belief in that sacrifice of your only begotten Son. Always in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Going to be reading the last six chapters of Psalms, 145, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. This is something that I was just thinking about here the other day, regarding what, the praises that we have for the Lord in everything that's around us. And it's pretty astounding sometimes, the visions that we see, the things that we see that are of His creation. And it's sometimes leaves you without words. So if you feel compelled, then sing your praises to God. I sing my praises to God. Psalms 145, starting at 1. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. And I will praise thy name ever and ever. Great is the Lord, and great praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Great is the Lord. I've read that already. Nation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And man shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that he bowed down, The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfieth of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Psalm 146, starting at 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth, in that very day his thoughts perished. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 147, starting at 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth the rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. In those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. For he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his eyes like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow and the waters flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob, statutes and his judgments unto Israel. So with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 148, starting at verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 149, starting at 1. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and pray, and in his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 150, starting at 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We have these lines of scripture in Psalms as points of study. But in a way, every Sunday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, that we have our Pal Talk studies and presentations, in a way, we are singing the praises of God. We are singing the praises of our Lord in our study, in our sharing, in our learning, and calling out His name before us extolling His mercy for us. So every day sing your praises to the Lord, whether it be in song, whether it be in dance, whether it be with an instrument, or the instrument of your voice. Because all of our musical instruments, they can present a beautiful sound, beautiful music. But the words that come forth from your heart are much more meaningful. So I say, sing the praises of the Lord every day. I know this is a short one. And I will give you back, another 35, 40 minutes? And dear Lord, the song is in our heart that rings out a prayer for those who are in need of your touch and grace. We raise our hearts up to you for the love you have for us, and we have open ears to hear your voice, whether it be in the stars, on the wind, from the mouths of babes, or from our elders. We thank you, Lord. And we say this all in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.